It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
And it is a Friday flashback brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, we will travel back to the year
1985.
And partly because guilty pleasures when it comes to music. You know, some things that you listen to, and maybe only when you're by yourself listening to, could be considered embarrassing. Like for me, love Phil Collins.
Nothing wrong with Phil Collins, one of the best drummers in American history.
And I love Richard Marx. I love Richard Marx. I'm sorry, I do.
I met Richard Marx.
See?
He was with Daisy Fuentes, his wife. A little press tour.
And they're still together.
They're so in love.
But even if they weren't, he'd still be right there waiting. We're not going to play Richard Marx. He did dabble in country music. I kind of came out with an album at some point, but everybody, right? But it took me back to this Richard Marx, 1985, and his first ever number one in music. Not singing, but his songwriting was a 1985 Kenny Rogers number one. And we're going to get a little sappy with
Crazy.
I totally had forgot about this song. But this was a huge song in 1985.
It paints a picture.
Oh, boy. And yeah. So years before Richard Marx hit it big, this is how he got into the music industry. He was out there in Los Angeles. He was 17 years old, and he put on a cassette a couple of his songs, and he just handed it one day to Lionel Richie, who happened to be passing by.
Hello.
Lionel called him, said, come on up, and then told Kenny Rogers about him, saying, hey, this guy needs to be one of your backup singers. He's pretty good. Kenny said, come on in. Richard Marx said, I have a song for you if you're interested. And instead of being thrown out, which was normally what everybody did to anybody that ever said that, except twice, once with Waylon and then this with Kenny Rogers, Kenny said, cool. And they went down to the piano. He started playing this song. Kenny said, I like this. Can I tweak a couple of things? Like three words.
Yeah.
Sure. That got Kenny Rogers a songwriting credit, by the way.
Whoa!
Yeah, the dude knew
A+. That's how business gets done.
But he recorded the song, and it put Richard Marx on the map, who would then write Dolly Parton hits and more Kenny Rogers tunes. And then he'd be right there waiting for us later down the road.
Kids going places.
And Hazard, no less. But let's feel the feel.